these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by
Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers.
Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers.
We had
come
called
on.
In a different group before, and right. We want to make sure it's the Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers.
Oh, somebody screwed that up?
Yeah, somehow that was not done right. Instead of a retail group, we want the Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Yeah, it's so much easier.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, people ask me how many people work in sales here. I say about half of them.
Christian, you have witnessed the brain power of these two gentlemen before in studio, because I think Roger had them on before. I knew the significance.
We've done shows together multiple times.
These two brains right here, to be 3 feet apart from each other, it's almost like their heads are glowing. The brain power in both of them are just really remarkable.
Chuck and I, the preacher and I together, it's like a buddy cop from the 70s. I'll be Starsky.
We'll let you take the first of all, let's we had the spring game, the red and white game this weekend.
Which we lost. We didn't cover the spread. We lost our own spring game. 14-13. How does that even happen?
14-13. That sounded like a great offensive showing. Louise. So the defense won the day. I heard good things about it. I saw some video, and again, I think the big question is they're going to be better coached, they're going to be a better team, but does it make a difference? Do they have enough great players to beat the schedule that we have?
All that we lost in this draft, the stream of Razorback players that were taken.
It was actually more than one would think, although it was a weak – I think it was a weak draft this year, to be quite honest.
All four of them, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You had some free agents.
And they all transferred.
Yeah, so you had the spring game going on. Our man Justin Moore did a great job with the kickoff concert there. Yeah, softball and baseball, we'll visit with Cam Nicosia coming up at 9, so everybody took care of business. But sort of the big news was the tennis thing, just because there's so much talk about money and the tennis program. By the way, just got this news in. If this is true, this is the craziest thing ever.
Uh-oh.
So apparently the men's tennis program, I'm not going to say who sent me this, just to make sure I don't get him in trouble, got an NCAA tournament bid, and there's a watch party today at 2:30 to determine where they're going to be playing. Is that right?
Wow.
I mean, you can't ask for a worst scenario.
This is up there when the guy from Missouri who died is elected to Congress.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, wait till after the season's done, or are you trying to beat him to the punch? It's almost like Frank Broyles was getting ready to fire Nolan Richardson. Remember,
and he goes and wins the SEC championship.
If that is true, wow.
So the men's team is getting an invitation to the
– according to
this – there's some kind of Disney movie in this. If they win the dodgeball, do they get the money to keep the program running afloat?
Yes, the worst nightmare of a 100-year check.
Is it – I mean, believe me, there are a lot of nightmares associated with that.
Here it is. I'm looking at it now. Yes. Watch party NCAA selection show Monday, April 27th. SEC Club, Razorback Stadium. Appetizers from Whole Hog Cafe served at 2:30. Selection show begins at 3. Wow.
What if they went on a heater and won the whole thing? Like the Cleveland Indians under Lou Brown.
That's what I'm saying. All they need is
they're motivated. They're motivated. So
Tom Berenger behind the plate.
So you could almost go, can you change his mind at this point? No. He's already made the announcement.
You're way past the Rubicon.
But again, you've seen there's a lot of other programs that are losing money. And of course, John Daly said, well, they hadn't played great tennis. Well, wait a minute. They get ready to go to the NCAA tournament.
They're not terrible.
Yeah.
I said yesterday on my show that you shouldn't complain if you can't name 4 people on the men's and women's.
Well, I can't do that on multiple programs. I can't do that. Track and field, I can't do that.
I did a lot of thorough research on the women's tennis team.
Yes.
And
I can't do that golf.
I would,
John Daly.
I would give, money to keep that program afloat.
Oh, really?
I mean, yes, of course.
Well, and I saw the volleyball team this weekend. My gosh.
But the point is, I think as we were discussing this, it's $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. It seems like, and we're not the only school. Kansas is probably the most famous now, as they're weighing all these options. But the way that it's handled with the individuals involved with the program, for the coach to say, I didn't know anything about this.
Is that what was said?
Yeah, I mean, I it was in the paper. Then obviously,
yeah, Coach Cox. They didn't give us a chance to save things.
Yes. Yeah. So you know, and you and I have discussed this again. It's not that I'm aware there are realities, and we're not going to have as many programs in the past as we are going to have going forward, simply because the money in college athletics is shifted to the money makers.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so can't support that anymore.
Well, but truth be told, the money makers have always been two sports.
If you
look at the budget, there's only two sports. All of them lose money. All of them lose money. And we were stunned to find out that baseball for Razorbacks loses $3 million a year.
That's shocked. I thought they broke even.
Yeah.
I thought they broke even. Yeah. But the reality has become, now that you're paying the players, the two money-making sports, and we can stovepipe basketball off to the side simply because, you know, it's one person or two people, and it's a thing, and it's over here, and that's its own budget and its own thing, and don't let Juracek close to it.
Yeah.
But football soaks up so much, one, because you have so many players.
Yeah.
Two, it is such a high-cost sport, but it's also a high-revenue sport. It is the revenue sport. It's the stir that...
The straw that stirs the drink.
As Reggie
Jackson.
It's the optics too. It's like, why do we have to do this Friday? Why did you wait until after the season's done? You're afraid they're going to go deep and that would affect the way you would do it. This looks worse than obviously doing it this
again,
way.
Again, from a process standpoint. So I guess what we all probably would agree upon is we understand tough decisions have to be made. No doubt about it. Yeah. And some economic realities exist, and there are all these things. But then it becomes both the optics and how you go about executing all these, no pun intended, these things. And that's where, you know, you bring them in. Hey, we're on the verge of losing this, and correct. We need, you know. And, yes, you pick the date certain when you have to do it and it has to be gone. It's the same in any other business. If you've got to lay people off, I promise you the HR people listening to this show, it's always tough. We're going to have to let three people go today or something like that. But there's a right way to do that. And it seems like that in a Keystone Cops way, they have gone exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought it was a joke when I got this text saying that there's a watch party. No, you're kidding me. What's crazy is someone says, ironically, it's being held in the SEC club, and Arkansas will now be the only school in the SEC without a tennis program.
Yeah, well, we were 14th. In spending on tennis away. And I'm aware of the economic. We all are.
You bet.
We all are. We've all been there. And people can complain and say, oh, we're just pouring a bunch of money into 20-year-olds that don't care, and they're going to spend 1 year and they're going to be gone. And they're right. That's exactly it. But that's what it is. Is so dominant now. And I did think it was comical that I saw somebody talking about they had to get ready. Some coach. And it's a prominent coach, and I wish I could remember it. He's doing an interview. He goes, we're wrapping up our spring, and our players are getting ready for finals. Wait a minute. Players are getting ready for finals?
Right, yeah.
Tell me how many of these guys are going to take finals.
I actually saw some people studying this weekend.
That's not North Carolina basketball, obviously.
Or football.
Someone mentioned this, and this is a true story, but I don't think they have the full story. Stanford's wrestling team won the national title after the program announced it was ending. Mm-hmm. And I think they stepped back in and said no. You know, after Stanford won it, we're going to figure out a way to keep it, and they saved the program. So.
All I know is there is a Disney movie in what is about to happen. And if Walter Matthau is the coach of the tennis team, and, where?
Kelly Leak out there.
That's right. His dirt bike.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah, someone says here, at least we have a signee for basketball today. We're getting this kid.
Mika Murninen.
We're going to get him, right?
that's the word, yeah.
So what's the scoop on him?
Finnish player. He's played in the United States, and he's a little – scouting report on him.
He looked a little skinny.
He's a little skinny. He's a four.
But he can
still
shoot.
We still need a center. He can shoot a little bit.
What
he's
is
a little
he?
Streaky.
Is he 6'10"?
Yeah, he's like 6'10", 6'11". He can put the ball. He's going to replace the Trevin Brazil role. Athletic four-man that can shoot it a little
bit. But, of course, that's fine. But we just, again, I thought we all sort of decided. It looks like the game just for right now is like it's shifting towards a more big body guy that can have a presence in the post.
But we still need a center. Yeah.
Yeah, and we do not have that, right?
Have we whiffed on the kid from Georgia? Is that what's it?
Oh, yeah, he went to Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, and the so the, I'd heard
and then another one, and then one of the other guys we were trying to get went to Michigan. So
I heard I'd heard through the grapevine that Ewan, who went the portal, right, yeah, even though he may not have eligibility left, was asking for really big money.
No, he did not deserve really
big money. Yeah, exactly. 661-1037. Someone said, yeah, NCAA bid is 100% true for men's tennis. Yeah, I mean, that is going to be we had to talk about this, too. Diego Pavia.
Yes.
Comes out real cocky with John Gruden, said, I don't need an agent. I'm doing my own deal. I'll work. I don't give my money to anybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody drafted him. Not one person. I think he's the first Heisman finalist to not be drafted at all. You know, you would think that somebody would roll the dice on him. He'll get a free agency somewhere, but boy,
apparently 27-year-old 5'9" quarterbacks aren't a big commodity in the NFL.
Age, size, attitude.
Yeah. Pretty much you've covered the waterfront there. I mean, what else is there? Age, size, attitude.
He is a competitor. He is a winner. Mm. I saw Pat McAfee come out and say they need to send his butt to the UFL and let him be the face of
his game would fit the Canadian league.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
But I don't know that he would be a cultural fit up in Canada. They're more humble people than.
I said this year, this is the least marquee name draft I can ever remember. I looked at every top draft of every team. And I did not recognize. I think you could take 100 people off the street, and I'm not sure they would know any of them other than Mendoza. I mean, rather, they just we didn't have a lot of. Or is that because of the one in the transfer portal, and we're not getting to know the players as well? I don't know.
This is an unpopular take. I don't think Mendoza is going to have that great an NFL career.
We'll see.
I don't. I mean, he was obviously what he did in college was there. It was impressive. I don't know that he does anything exceptionally well at the next level.
I think he caps out like somewhere between 10 and 15. Okay. Best quarterback.
Somebody said that if you looked at the numbers, they compared numbers of quarterbacks coming out of college that end up doing well, getting to the Super Bowl, that he was in the same ballpark as that.
So much of it depends on the team.
And the Raiders.
The Raiders.
So how's that going
to
help?
They're going to throw Kirk Cousins to the Wolves to start the season, and then maybe he might come in a mop-up role in the last few games.
By the way, other than the Deshaun Watson monstrosity, has anyone made more money more undeservingly than Kirk Cousins?
He has the greatest agent in history of the NFL.
You're talking about an agent. They ought to tell Pavia his agent did him pretty well. Maybe you could have done that.
Chris Turnage, who is an agent, actually does a segment on other shows, and a great guy. He said he didn't even sign a free agent deal, Pavia. Just going to a rookie minicamp on a tryout.
He's got no shot at the NFL.
I don't know where in the heck you would.
Next year's draft would be a little bit better. You got Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State. Everybody knows who he is.
There's 10 or 15 guys that that you would know.
I also think quarterbacks are getting substantially worse by the year.
Yes. Yeah, I have a funny joke about the Cleveland Browns, but I'll let it go.
So this is for those who've been with the people don't know this. Bill Vickery was a founding member, Chuck and Christian, of the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
Yes, a long time
and,
ago.
22 years ago. And year six or seven, I brought in Tim Tebow's father, who passed away yesterday. Yeah. And interesting, I knew I couldn't get Tebow, so I said, I'm going to get his dad in. A great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A guy was a missionary, you know, raised Tim Tebow to be, you know, that kind of guy. And so I scheduled this at the beginning of the year. Well, it just so happens he's coming in the Monday after Tebow loses to Houston Nutt, Ole Miss at Gainesville. Mm-hmm. And remember the speech?
Made the speech.
There is a statue, Christian, of Tim Tebow.
Oh, the Ole Miss speech.
I promise you, that'll
never happen again.
It'll never happen again. Yeah. And they go on to win the national championship.
Yeah.
And so I'll never forget, Bob Tebow, I think is his name. And we were driving to the hotel back then. And I said, man, how tough was it watching? Because everybody was slamming him. You know, the bus, you know, and then Tebow gets up there and does his little speech. And. Mm-hmm. And he said, man, he called him Timmy. He said, you know, Timmy's a good kid. He's a tough kid. And he said, you know, he'll be okay. And I just really thought it was impressive that he knew he'd raise that kid right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, at that time you're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, that team's not going to be able to recover and bounce back. Of course, they won the national championship.
They beat Oklahoma, yeah, which I think Oklahoma had a better team, but they had a really stupid game plan. I still don't know how Stoops blew that game.
Yeah, I saw where you passed, and I'm just, you know, and you look at all the great things Tim Tebow does. You can talk about his NFL career and all this, but you look at him giving back to all the special need kids around the world, doing those prom dances and going to every one of them, and then the trafficking issues with kids that he's always, I mean,
he needs to come to the Touchdown Club. He needs to quit asking for so much money. That's what he needs to do.
I almost had him last year.
I'll call him, tell him.
Yeah, he is coming to the Centers for Youth and Families announced he's coming next year to do their big event. So that'll really be cool. But anyway, Bob Tebow, a great guy. Hated to see him go.
Good man. But
what a great person he was to raise a kid.
Legacy.
Yeah. 661-1037. We've got the one and only Bill Vickery, as well as Chuck Monin, the Pigskin Preacher. I almost think that these two guys could have their own show, Christian.
We would be like Statler and Waldorf, the two Muppets that sit up in the balcony, Chuck.
You know? Those two old guys saying, get off my lawn. Yeah, that'd be us.
Ladies, if you're lucky, if you continue to watch our live stream, Bill will stand up and show off the tan legs. Tampa legs.
He's got
Tampa
a good tan going.
Tan.
Florida sun in this.
Tampa tan. Good. Yeah, Tampa he's tan, got his mansion down in Tampa. You know, we're doing the we're doing SEC Media Days down there. We're going to meet with Terry and Gemma and Trey. We're going to figure out. I said, we've got to ask Bill Vickery.
We're going to have.
Of course, you know, we got to do it on the cheap. Got to do it on the cheap.
Don't worry.
You know where to go.
We'll get some comps.
that's Bill Vickery's town.
Yeah, we'll get some comps.
All right, don't go away. We got to do a little graffiti. We got to do graffiti. And then you see me, Bill. I'm trying to operate. I'm so frustrated.
You were a man lost in the wilderness.
I'm so frustrated. I had a great weekend, man. It just started in Sheridan, it went to Indiana, went to Fayetteville, went to Pine Bluff. Props again to Jeff Gross. What an amazing, had 30 people inducted to the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame.
Wow, 30!
75 last year, and one of them last year was Monty Coleman.
Yeah,
one of the greats of the great players to ever come out of the state of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. UCA Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Washington Redskins Hall of Famer.
Yep.
UAPB Hall of Famer. He spent many years coaching there at UAPB too, and from Pine Bluff, so... we'll talk about him as well when we come back. 8:30 here on Morning Mayhem.